All right, let's get stuck into our preview. We'll do tonight's game first, and then we'll do the rest after 7:30. Vonnie, tonight, now the Storm up against the Roosters. Gee, they've played some classics in recent times. With Tab, I've been looking at this price all morning and just getting, well, the eyes are getting bigger and bigger because the Storm are $3. They're plus +6.5 at the line. The Roosters are $1.40. Yes, no Cameron Munster, but the Roosters, no Victor Radley, important player for them. No Sam Verrills for the rest of the season as well, those two. They do get Tedesco and Josh Morris back this week. Who wins here and why?
Yeah, the Storm are huge value. I can't quite get my head around that. Look, they've been loving their surrounds up at the Sunshine Coast. It's about a top of 22 degrees, perfect one day, you know, beautiful the next. That whole big Queensland thing, they are relaxing well into their Twin Waters resort lifestyle. Apparently, Brendan Smith's been in a career-best form at the buffet and around the pool. as you mentioned, no Cam Munster with that MCL. So Riley Jackson, Jerome Hughes go into the halves. But I guess you can expect Cameron Smith to be like that third half, if that makes sense, with Smith, Brandon Smith coming off the bench as well. As you mentioned, this is the battle of the best. Trent Robinson and Craig Bellamy, unbelievable masters of the coaching era. I have tipped the Roosters. I can't really give you any particular reason why, just off the back of them winning five straight, but I'm not sure why the Storm is such big money.
Yeah, I agree with you. I can't believe the Storm are $3.10 outsiders. Having said that, I think that the Roosters are the best team in the competition and deserve to be favourites going into the contest. But I thought the market would be a lot shorter than what it is. Look, Tedesco coming back into the team, Morris, Boyce and Keary, they've just got plenty of strike. And I failed to mention Joey Manu in there as well and their forward pack. Is so big and powerful and got good footwork. For me, the most important player now for the Roosters is Jake Friend. And I don't think the Roosters can afford an injury to Friend. They've got plenty of depth. When you look at Verrills not being there, number two backup, and in the past they've used Radley there as a number nine. I think if all of a sudden Jake Friend goes down, that it would be a spot that is very weak and very vulnerable for them. So, but Friend wants to play 80 minutes. He gets through 80 minutes so well. I think this will be a tight game. I don't think there'll be too much in it, but I think the Roosters will get the cash.
Roosters for mine, Lozza.
Friday, 6 o'clock, back at GIO Stadium. Raiders fans, gee, not too long until Loz will lead the Viking clap, surely, and blow the horn there in the nation's capital after he missed out earlier this year. But the Raiders and the Dragons, so 6 o'clock Friday night footy. And we got Canberra $1.25 here, the Dragons $4. They're plus +9.5 at the line, the Dragons. The Raiders, Michael Oldfield into the centres with Curtis Scott named on the interchange. Joe Tarpin is back and a timely replacement for Corey Horsburgh, who, well, he's out for probably the rest of the season with a Lisfranc injury. Who here and why, Vonnie?
I want to go back. Loz, have you not done the horn?
I haven't done the horn yet, Vonnie. I was supposed to do it when they were playing, I think, Newcastle in Wagga this year. And then obviously COVID hit and I just haven't been able to get down there and do it. So it's one of the things I want to tick off.
Outrageous. A club legend. You should be first in the pecking order. You should have been on the horn-blowing VIP front row choice.
I want to pick the game now, Vonnie.
Don't remind him. He's told us that for the last 6 months. He's told us every day.
It's so good. Yeah. All right. Well, we've got to get Loz on the horn for sure. I've tipped the Raiders here. I think just the Dragons, you know, everything's on the line again for them, for poor old St. George Illawarra. They have turned a corner of sorts. I think that Ricky looks like he's gone forensically through the attack, where it's failing, where it's breaking down, trying to get those guys to stick to the game plan and really see it through. And I mean, we hear the word stick with the process a lot in rugby league, but that's exactly what he wants his players to do tomorrow night. I think given the whole John Bateman thing, Rick's been very vocal about player managers. He doesn't want to end up like the Broncos and the Warriors. I think he will have this side very focused. So hopefully the Raiders will get back in the winner's circle because losing three of their last four is definitely not what you want to see from those grand finalists.
No, I thought there was a lot to take out of that game last week against Parramatta for the Raiders. I thought their attack had certainly improved from the previous weeks. And, you know, Parramatta on average before last week were only conceding 9 points a game. So the Raiders offensively were able to put 24 points on, albeit there was two tries scored in the last couple of minutes. I get that. But defensively, that's the area that they need to improve. And the right edge of the Raiders is completely different to what it was last year. There's no Leilua. Rapana's playing on a different side of the field. They've got another halfback there in George Williams. Hudson Young was there last week. So that's an area that they have to, and that's been an area that they need to address all year. And Curtis Scott off the interchange bench, they've brought in Michael Oldfield. So I'm thinking that that's an area that they would have worked hard on this week, is that right edge defence. And the Dragons, yeah, they've got a little bit more confidence. I'll tell you what, I love Cameron McGinnis as a player, but I reckon the Dragons in attack look so much better when Ben Hunt plays at nine. I think they've nearly got to go with Cam McGinnis as a 13, and Ben Hunt needs to play more football as the number nine, because he's a threat. He's a constant threat at number nine, Ben Hunt, and their attack is a lot better when he comes onto the field. So it's a big decision for the Dragons, I reckon. They've got their captain, who is a wonderful player, Cam McGinnis. You've got to have him in the 13, and he's a wonderful number nine. But I just think Ben Hunt is so suited to that position.
Doesn't he look more refreshed and more energised when he's coming out of dummy half? I mean, Mal Meninga, I think, was one of the first to put him as, you know, the number nine, and he just looks more interested as a player. I guess maybe it's simpler. Maybe he's not weighed down by the pressure of trying to organise, you know, the set plays and, you know, think about his last tackle options. Because just when he gets out there and just plays the number nine, he's a completely
different player,
new player, yeah. Right? Yeah.
Loz, could it be the fact that at dummy half he's touching the ball every single tackle, where the structure of footy now, you got half and 5/8 either side, so your hooker can go to either. Mm. But the fact he's got his hands on the ball every single tackle, he's now got full control, not 50 or 60% of it?
That's a good point. I don't know what it is with Ben Hunt, but he hasn't been the same player since the grand final loss. And under pressure, he just hasn't come up with good decisions more often than not. And he looks as though he's frustrated by that. He knows what to do, but he can't do it.
Yeah. Do you think he wants to play half? Frustrating.
Well, I don't know, Clarky. Yeah. I honestly don't know, but I think he's just lost total confidence in his ability to play.
He definitely wants to get back into that number seven jersey. Yeah, he said, look, you know, coming off the bench is obviously a demotion, and then going on, you know, as a sort of a substitute for the dummy half, he goes, look, I'm not going to say that it's exactly what I was, where I saw myself. He said, I really want to get that number seven jersey back. But I don't know, when he's playing like he does in the nine, it's hard to shift him.
I'm the same, Vonnie. I think the Dragons look a lot better in attack when Ben Hunt is there. And that's saying something, because Cameron McGinnis is a very, very good player. And if Damien Cook was injured, Cameron's probably the next in line to play hooker for New South Wales. And you can't leave him out. You've got to find a position for him. Because I love the way that Cameron McGinnis goes, so you probably play him at lock. But I just think Ben Hunt looks better when he goes to hooker, and their attack roles are a lot easier. But no, I think the Raiders win this game against the Dragons. Huh?
Yeah, I'm going to go the Raiders as well. I think just a little bit of confidence will do them the world of good.
All Raiders. Gee, Matt Dufty's growing in confidence too, isn't he? But Raiders, all of us with the Raiders there. Big one Friday night at Bankwest Stadium. It's Parramatta up against the Cowboys, and the market here with Tab has Parramatta $1.37, North Queensland $3.10, the Cowboys plus 7.5. at the line. So Jay Field gets his chance in the halves with Mitchell Moses out injured, next to Dylan Brown there against the Cowboys. Vonnie, who wins this and why?
Well, the Eels are coming off what has been a really tough fortnight, you know, the Roosters and the Raiders. And that incredible Golden Point game we saw last week, some of the fans, they call themselves the Cumberland Throw on social media, and they described it as the 3 a.m. kebab of rugby league games. It was unexpected. It gave them heartburn, but it was utterly satisfying. So You know, like the Clint Gutherson said, I've never kicked a field goal in my life, but it was up to me. I just had a crack at it. He had a few goes at it, but he finally got there. So, look, I like the Eels. I think it's going to be tough for them, though, because given they have had a really challenging last few weeks, the Cowboys, they've got a little bit more confidence after that breakthrough we saw up in North Queensland. But, you know, Paul Green said it's up to them to harness all of that motivation. I've tipped the Eels here because I just think they're a class above the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think the Eels will win. I think it'll be closer than what most people think. Sometimes when you lose a key player in the battle, things you don't miss them as much because everyone's hyped up. You're into the game and you just roll through the process that you're trained, and you're not really worried about the player missing. It's the next week and the week after when you've lost a key player that can really take effect. So I reckon they'll miss something in attack with not having Mitchell Moses there, but I still think they've got a good enough team to overcome that.
Yep, I'm going with my family.
Para.
Or para.
Para for me as well. Let's go to Gold Coast, Cronulla. This game is the 3 o'clock game Saturday afternoon at Cbus Super Stadium as well. And, well, the Gold Coast coming off a great win against the Broncos last week. And, gee, Cronulla, their best game for a long time against Manly last weekend as well. Gold Coast, $2.70 at home. Cronulla, $1.47. The line here, 5.5. Sharks, the minus. Bryce Cartwright back on the bench for the Titans. Anthony Fifita named in the starting side this week for Cronulla. Who do you like here, Vonnie?
Do you know what? I'm going to go wild. I'm going to go the Titans. They're off the bottom of the ladder. And their coach, can you believe it? Because this premiership season's closing really quick. We've only got about 12 rounds to go in a shortened period. So Justin Holbrook started to talk about the Titans could make a run for the top 8 and play finals. You know, because of the shortened season, a little run can go a long way. So hopefully the Titans are on the way up. The Sharks, look, they've put back-to-back wins together. Matt Moylan, though, he still seems to be a work in progress. Where you put him, is he in the half? Is he in the fullback? But I think from Cronulla, they just haven't put a solid and consistent 80 minutes together. They did look very, very good against Manly, but I'm going to try and throw my support behind the poor little Titans.
Yeah, I this is another game where it wouldn't surprise me if an upset occurs, but the Sharks have to travel up there. It's a 3 o'clock kickoff. I think that should suit the Sharks, though, with Moylan, Johnson, Townsend, a fast track. They've got some strike, Jesse Ramian, and they've got a good forward pack. So I'd be disappointed if the Sharks walked away without the 2 points. So the Sharkies for mine.
Yep, Sharks for me.
The 5:30 game on Saturday at Central Coast Stadium there at Gosford is the Warriors up against the Broncos, and the market here with Tab as the Warriors, $2.60, Brisbane $1.50, 5.5 the line, Brisbane the minus. Corey Oates has been dropped for the Broncos. Jermaine Asako is back on the wing. The Warriors, all sorts of challenges at the moment. Vonnie, who do you like?
I've tipped the Broncos after their week from hell. Just another week from hell in the Queensland capital for the poor old Bronx. But the Warriors, look, they've been doing it really tough. I heard you talking earlier. Because of the outbreak in Victoria, it's put some fresh hurdles in front of those players who are trying to get family into Australia. 72 cases in Victoria. So you can understand why the NRL are a little bit cautious. So it's David Fusatua, Ken Mamalo and Ignatius Parsi. They want their family to be here by round 10. So it's not quite an ultimatum, but definitely they need to find a bit of a resolution. Their manager has approached the NRL welfare for support just out of fear of, you know, if they do leave, if they do go back to New Zealand, those three players, you know, will they get paid? Should they be paid if they don't, you know, fulfil their contractual obligations? So, look, there's so much going on for the Warriors, it seems, week after week. They just, you know, without their captain as well, to Avatha Sheck, I think the Broncos just really need this more than any other team in the NRL at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not confident either way. The Broncos or the Warriors, you can find
plenty. Go the draw.
You can find plenty of negatives for both teams. If Tuivasa Sheck was playing, I would have went Warriors. But given he's not, I'll go the Broncos. I don't think they're playing well at all, the Broncos, and they're lucky they got the Warriors this week without Tuivasa Sheck. So I think they win, and then we'll see where they go from there.
Yeah, I feel like we had a similar conversation about the Dragons a month ago, where you want a team to win as much for the team as the coach. And yeah, I think for Anthony Seibold's sake, I'm hoping that the Bronx can win and just give him a week off. He's copping it from all angles at the moment, so I'm going the Bronx.
Just on that, Vonnie. Were you surprised during the week when we heard Darren Lockyer say there wasn't a performance clause in Anthony Seibold's contract, knowing that they'd signed a relatively rookie coach, a young coach, I should say, in Seibold? He'd only had 1 year's experience at Souths on a 5-year deal and an option his way for six.
Yeah, I don't know what is the normal practice for a coaching contract, but you would imagine it is results-based and, you know, the metrics and the data and all that sort of stuff, they obviously need to be satisfied in terms of your coaching performance and a review of your practice. So, I mean, have you had that sort of clause in your contracts in the past?
Well, the thing about coaches is usually there's an agreement there at some stage that, you know, you either have to finish in top eight or we'll review your contract at a certain stage. Or we just go down the path of signing you for a 2 or 3 year deal, knowing that you've probably got 2 years. And then if we, you know, going to make a decision, if it doesn't work out, to sack you, and therefore, you know, the payout is probably 1 year. But when a coach has gone there on a 5-6 year deal, and after 18 months, you're starting to talk about, you know, him not lasting and the massive payout that'll occur, that'll be given to him. I just don't know how you wouldn't have had clauses in there to protect yourself. They must have been extremely confident it was going to work.
Yeah, and that 5-year deal's kind of big as well, given that he was unproven to a large extent. I mean, he did a great job with South, but outside that, you weren't really sure what kind of coach
and South,
was.
And South still had that, you know, they had Burgess, so they still had Inglis, they still had John Sutton, they still had Reynolds, Cody Walker. They still had a very good team.
Yeah, and look, you'd think that the Broncos are one of the most professional outfits and franchises in rugby league. So, yeah, look, I was a bit surprised when the Dazzler revealed that. But, look, there are some surprising things coming out of this club at the moment.
All Brisbane?
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gee, with little confidence. Tigers, Penrith, two teams in pretty good form, you'd have to say, at the moment, as Clarkie does a little dance with the Tigers coming up back
what
off
was
two wins. And it was just a little
twist and shout,
little shimmy.
Put your left foot in.
Stadium Saturday night. The Tigers, $2.55. Penrith, $1.52. 4.5 the line. Penrith, the minus. Who wins this, Vonnie?
I've tipped the Panthers. They are second on the ladder, and they're one of the form teams of the competition. Defensively, very good. They've been very robust through the middle, very aggressive. And poor little Nathan Cleary, his cellulitis has been cleaned up. Boys, have you ever had a case of cellulitis? Or
it looked like elephantitis, not cellulitis.
Well, I can't Wasn't afford to get it on my face, Johnny. people say I've got that all the time. With my nose.
Seriously, that thing looks like it had its own heartbeat. It's been throbbing.
Actually, what happens to Nathan's head? If I eat, so I'm allergic to like tree nuts, so cashews and that happens to me, exactly that thing.
Really?
Yeah, it's beautiful stuff. I've got mates who try and like
put them in your drink.
Crush them in my food just so it happens. I'm not joking. It's happened before anyway.
Oh, that's
I talk to people about it. So you went, who'd you go there, Vonnie?
Panthers, and hopefully no one goes into anaphylactic shock.
No, I'm going Penrith. I think they've been a surprise packet this season.
I'm going Panthers as well.
Oh, you are.
Hey, what's going on there?
Head, weak. Heart, you know.
Penrith all round there. Manly, Newcastle, going to get through them. 4 o'clock Sunday afternoon, this one, and we're back at Brookie for the Manly Knights game and the market with Tab. Tight market this one. Manly $2.05. Slight outsiders at home. Newcastle $1.80. Skinny line 1.5. Knights the minus, Vonnie.
Well, the loss of Tom Trbojevic, I think we saw that in full effect against the Sharks last week. And look, the stats tell us they've only won 5 of 15 games without their superstar number one. And I think the biggest loss you saw was DCE. He wasn't as damaging, as threatening when he didn't have his mate Tom out there. So I think Newcastle were by no stretch of the imagination dynamic or committed. I know that their coach Adam O'Brien gave him a big spray this week because he warned them. He said, don't go up to North Queensland, don't pull into Townsville and just expect those two premiership points. And that's exactly what they did. So it sort of reveals a bit of a slack mindset there from the Knights, and they want to sharpen that up. Mitchell Pearce was really quiet. Kalen Ponga looked unusually frustrated against the Cowboys. The forwards, we talked to Daniel Saifidi, the forwards were flimsy. They just got rolled by the Cowboys. So expect a much more resilient performance. I've tipped Newcastle, and they also get one of my favourite players at the moment, Bradman Best, back.
Yeah, I like Newcastle. I think Manly missed Tommy T. Interesting that he played Ruben Garrick at fullback, because last year I thought Brendan Elliott did a sensational job at fullback for Manly, but he's gone down that path of Garrick at the back, and I just don't know whether he's got that ball-playing ability and he poses a threat like Elliott or Tommy T. But I think this will be tight, but I'm going Newcastle because I don't think they will play as poorly as they did last week.
Yep, Knights for me.
Knights, but certainly worried, but you'd expect a response from the Knights there. Now, Bulldogs and Souths, this one, 6:30 Sunday night. And the Dogs, this is at Bankwest Stadium. The Dogs rank outsiders here, $4.20 with Tab, plus 11.5 at the line with Souths, $1.23. Hard to tip against the Bunnies here, though, although at 3-4, they're at a crossroads, Souths, Vaughn.
Yeah, I think the Bunnies have been fudging things a little bit this season. They've only beaten the Warriors, the Titans and the Sharks. So, look, they probably need to add the Bulldogs to that list of lower quality teams. I have tipped South Sydney, poor old Bulldogs. They lost Will Hopewadi in the opening minutes last week, and that caused big problems for the Dogs. But hopefully we get to see the first look of the Super League import, Luke Thompson. Now, he's been doing quarantining down in Melbourne. He had a little road trip up from Melbourne to Sydney on the weekend. He stopped at all the major sites, like the big Merino at Goulburn. He had the Merino's manhood dangling in his face. He stopped at the big Koala, the Tucker Box. So he's very much getting into the Aussie way of life. He feels like he could be a bit of a character, so I'm looking forward to seeing him. He says physically he feels ready to go, but he's on the extended bench, so hopefully we do get to see first look at him.
Yeah, if Souths are to play finals football and if their aim is to finish top four, then this is a game that they win. I think they win and win well.
Yeah, I think Souths will win. You could hear Cookie's frustration the other day about the areas they're trying to improve, so I'm with Cookie.
Tell you what, if they don't win, the heat will be on Souths for sure. It's lock of the week time. Vonnie.
Ooh.
Oh, it's really tough. My tips went rubbish last week. Looking maybe at the Eels.
Yeah, Parra against the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Sure. Parra $1.37 there. Loz?
Lock this week, South.
$1.23. Clarkie?
I'm going to go the Raiders for my lock.
$1.25. I'm going the Sharks to beat Vonnie's tip, the Titans there. $1.47. Yep, I am. I want some value. You people are being soft.
Well, for locks, you don't go value.
Well, I'm trying to add a little bit of value to the lock.
Four different locks. I like it.
Vonnie, great to talk to you as always. Have a great weekend.
Vonnie, can you come tomorrow as well, please? How much better is this program when Vonnie's on?
No,
we finally get some rugby league knowledge, Mido, don't we?
What? Don't look at me. Look at that bloke.
Yeah, I've got no idea.
Oh, seriously.
Oh, you're too kind. I do miss swinging by and getting those coffees nice and early for you from that little bakery down the street.
Oh, we just found out it opens at 4 too, Vonnie.
Yeah, I know. I got it the first couple of times I was allowed into the studio before COVID. Remember, I walked in with coffees. I didn't realise none of you.
We need a back.
Yeah, I know. When's everyone allowed a back, by the way?
Well, we're getting some head shakes.
I'm
in
still
the
not allowed to sit
room.
On my chair.
Some nods,
I know,
sorry.
We're still
some
social
nods.
Distancing yeah. in the studio. Are you guys still social distancing at the studio, Vaughn?
Yeah, of yep. course. Yep. There's hand sanitizer everywhere, and you're only allowed a certain amount of people in green rooms. We're still sort of locked out of most of the big rooms. So, yeah, still very much isolating at Fox.
Yeah, there's still a challenge in front of everyone at the moment.
On you, Vonnie. Have a good
Thanks,
one.
Thanks, boys. Have a good round.